Hey friends, this is Harold Long. Welcome to the weekly message from Transformation Church. I'm so glad you're carving out time to join us today. I believe this teaching can speak right to your heart and help you take the next steps in your Jesus-centered journey. I share a few thoughts at the end, but for now, let's jump into the message.
I'm excited Chrissy's going to share today what God's done in her life, and she got a lot of family here, and she's had her own journey, her own battles with illness that was pretty trying there for quite a while for her. And she persevered through that, through a lot of prayer, through a lot of perseverance, and a great family to support her. That's what we're very blessed for. We're very blessed to have her boys, her husband's many gifts and talents, and as well as her daughter helping lead children's ministry, etc. So she's a joy. I'm excited to hear what God's going to say through her, what the Holy Spirit's put on her heart. But let's all pray for her. If you want to raise your hands and cover her in prayer, I'm going to pray for her this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our sister Chrissy. She is not perfect, and none of us are. But man, she is a demonstration of what it means to go through life and face life on life's terms. She's a mom. She's a bride. She's a grandma. She's a sister. She's a kingdom sister. She's an amazing person. She's a musician. She's talented. She's a vocalist. She's so many things. She's got so many gifts. And we're just proud she's a part of our family. And we lift her up today. And we lift her up to you. We just pray your spirit speak through her loud and proud. And we just give her message and her testimony to you. And it's all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Give it up for her one more time. Give her a
Yeah, I wrote some stuff down. I'm going to turn this on so that it connects to my phone.
Connected to
Chrissy's iPhone.
John's iPhone.
I will turn it up so y'all can hear it. Well, last night, first of all, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to get through this without crying. It's going to happen. You just disconnected. Thank you. Monica texted me last night and asked me how I was doing. And I said, I should have said no. I should have said no. I shouldn't have invited anybody. I'm nervous, scared. I said, I guess this is where I let go and let God. And she said, maybe that's what you should start with. So I don't have any idea what's getting ready to come out. I have things written down, but I don't know if I'll be able to say it all. But I'll start with this. Have you ever gone down the road and you notice all the white Jeeps? Probably not, because you don't have a white Jeep. But if you buy that white Jeep and you're rolling down the road in your white Jeep, now all of a sudden, there's white Jeeps everywhere. Why do you see all those white Jeeps? Because you're looking for it. God is there all the time. His arm is always outstretched. He loves you, he loves me, and it's there. All you have to do is look for it. I'll start off by telling you, you probably don't even know my name. I was born Christine Collins. My mom couldn't decide what she wanted to name me. She just knew she liked the name Christine. So she put that on the birth certificate, and there I was for about 8 years, Chrissy Collins. That's what I was. And I did. So here's the rest of the story. At the time, I just had the two sisters, and I was like, why do Amy and Laurie have three names, but I only have two? And she said, well, because I could only pick the one. So I liked Deanna Christine or Christina Marie, so why don't you pick? So from second grade on, I became Deanna Christine Collins. And so everybody that knew me from the time I was born till I was about eight, I was Chrissy. And then everyone that met me from there on, I was Deanna. So I had a identity crisis for years, even now. I don't know how to sign things. I don't know what to say. But my family and people that I love call me Chrissy. And then I was a child of God from the beginning, even if I didn't know it. And one Sunday, or maybe it was through the week, the Baptist church came knocking on our door and I'm sure Mom and Jerry probably tried to run them off. But they got me and Amy, and thank God they did, because we needed it. We needed God. And he had his arm stretched out, and he had a little pinch on us, like trying to bring us along. And we went every Wednesday and every Sunday, because that's what Baptists do. We go Wednesday night, we go Sunday morning, we go Sunday night. And that's where I started singing in church, and that's where we got baptized together. And so my mom and my stepdad owned a racetrack down in Dittmer. It was a little radio-controlled dirt track, and I went to church every Sunday. I was 16 years old, and one Sunday they needed an extra scorekeeper. And I said, I don't want to go. I want to go to church. And she said, too bad. You got to come help. And that's where I met John. He was there. God had placed him there. He knew all along where I was going, what I was doing. So some of the testimony that I'm going to tell you here, people talk to God in different ways. They get his message in different ways. And mine just happens to be through music. It always has. My very first solo was an ABBA song called Thank You for the Music. John's sister started coming here, and then Grace and John came, and my father-in-law said, you really need to come. They got a group up there called Heart Song, and I think you'd like it. I think you'd be good. And we came, and we never turned back, and thus all my family that I gained from coming here. So it's going to take me just a second to get back and forth, but I want you to hear how I hear God. And I can't just stand here and sing it. You got to know it. So when my brother had an accident, my brother was in a car accident. He's paralyzed when he was 21. And when he was in the ICU, I knew I wanted to be a nurse. And so I started nursing school, hardest thing I've ever done. Being a mom, a wife, and trying to get through nursing school, knowing that every single test that I ever take, I'm going to fail, and I never did. But didn't you feel like that, Peggy? Yes, right. Okay. So I'm going through, and I keep telling my husband, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to fail. It's not going to work. I don't know what I should do. And he's like, let's just pray about it. So I gotta share some things with you guys. So it might just take me a second to get to it here. But let me get to this page here. At 57 seconds. Okay, so we go to bed one night and we wake up in the morning, and I am not kidding you. This is what comes on the radio. This is what I hear as we wake up. This is what wakes us up. Hold on. Right? God's message to me right then and there. I said, okay, God, I got it. I go to school that day. I get in my car at the end of the day. I turn my car on, and I kid you not, that song was playing right there in that same exact spot. Okay, God, I got it. All right, thank you. Thank you for that reminder. And it's so nice when you're right in the middle of the reminder and you're not really looking for it, or maybe you are, and there it is. So where are we going next? And the other thing, too, is I see this 9/11 all the time. I've seen it for years before 9/11. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And then 9/11 happened. And so I started bringing it to mostly John and Jake's attention, because they're the only ones that live with me anymore. And so every time I see it, it's 9/11. It's 9/11 on this clock. I don't know what it is on your clock. I see it. See, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And about 2 months ago, John was flipping through his whatever he was flipping through, Instagram, whatever, and a thing came up. And Psalm 9/11 came up. Why I never looked in the Bible to see what 9/11 was. And it's sing praises of the Lord. Yeah. enthroned in Zion, proclaim among the nations what he's done. So there you go. God put 9/11 on my heart. Didn't know it for how many years. So where am I going next? Let me see what the next one is. Okay. So this is going to be the hard part. This is where we get a little vulnerable. 3 years ago, my grandson was diagnosed with cancer. And about 2 weeks later, and during the time that he was going through his thing, and thank God, Megan's mama heart listened, and it literally, our heads spun because it was a swollen testicle to the doctor that day, to surgery, to being cancer-free, all within a very short period of time, a week. While we were going through that, I had scheduled my mammogram, which I had had every year, and it was about 2 months late. So not like it'd been a year late, but I felt a lump. I bent over and I felt something pull. And I was like, that was weird. And I felt, and I was like, oh, there's a lump. Never thought a thing about it. I called and told them, just so you know, I found a lump. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to have to reschedule your mammogram. It has to be a diagnostic mammogram. You can't just have a regular one. Okay. John asked me, do you need me to go with you? And I was like, no, just a mammogram. Never in a million years. So I go in, I take my picture, here I am. And the radiologist comes in. And I can tell it's mask season still for her. It's May of 2022. And I can see through her mask, I can see her eyes. And I already know. I know what she's going to say, but my brain hadn't got there yet. And she said, I'm very glad you came in because I am very fearful that this is breast cancer. Okay. Well, what do we do now? Like, all right. And it was in two lymph nodes, so it had already started to spread. Okay. So what do we do now? Well, we're going to get a biopsy. We're going to get a biopsy. And for those of you that listen to Joy FM, they claim the right song at the right time. And sometimes it doesn't work, but most of the times it does. But I asked them, I said, can I turn the music on while you guys are doing this? And they said, oh, yeah, go ahead. So I had my phone, and I laid it right next to my ear. And as they started to numb me up, this is the song that starts playing in my ear.
Sometimes sorrow is the door that opens. Sometimes heartache is the gift I need. You're faithful, faithful in all things. In every high, in every low, mountain tops and down rolling road, you're still my rock, my hope remains. I'm resting in the arms of Jesus, come what may.
It played from the minute he stuck me to numb me, and it ended when they were done. So that will forever be my biopsy song. So we went on, got all the tests, every test that you could ever imagine, I got it. I had to have bone scan, make sure it wasn't in my bones. I had CT scan. I had ultrasounds. a breast MRI. And I don't know if any of you have ever had a breast MRI, but it is different. You've got to lay forward with this thing between and on each side, and there you are, and you go into a tube that doesn't feel like it's big enough that you're going to fit through. And I didn't think I was claustrophobic. And all of a sudden, I started feeling like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. And she asked me before she put me in there, what music do you want to listen to? And I said, Christian music. Please put on the Christian music. And she said, okay. It's going to take just a minute. So I'm in there laying like Superwoman because I got to have my hand up above and I'm on my belly. And all I know is, God, please don't let me lift my head. Please don't let me, because if I lift my head, I'm coming out of there. I'm not staying in the tube. And I literally kind of yelled out, don't forget the music, because I was panicking. I'm ready to get out of that spot. And all I want to know is, when's she going to turn on the music? And I had never heard this song before at 40. All right. She turns on the music, and just as I am ready to jump out and off of that table, what did I just say? 40. I'm trying to get this. Okay. This is what comes in my ear. I was like, God, please, give me something, give me something, give me something.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. You hold me in your arms until my storm is calm. Everything's gonna be alright.
And he was right. It is. But you know, I'm human. So even though I can have the most faith in the whole world, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to doubt or tell John, please, please don't let go of my hand, because I thought maybe if he just held on to it, it wouldn't be my time to go. How many times did I say, please don't let it go? And it went on to play several other songs. Holy Spirit, which we sing for you guys. How great is our God. God, we believe for it. So, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not one time did I ever ask, why me? Not once. I just said, why not me? If just one person, if I tell my story to just one person and it helps them come closer to God, save their life, getting that mammogram that they need, then it's all worth it to me. I can take it. Don't give it to my kids. Don't give it to my sister, my friends, my mom. I'll take it. Let me have it. On June 10th, I had my surgery. On July 11th, I started chemotherapy. And I never, never knew how sick I was till I started to feel better. I was sick and I was weak. And people would say, let me do this. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to do it. And in reality, probably the way I looked was, oh, I'm going to do it. But I felt like I was like, no, I'm going to do it. I couldn't step up into the Jeep. I couldn't step up. And I was active. I stayed working the whole time. But I was weak. But that is where the footprints in the sand are. I felt strong because he was carrying me. I wasn't the strong one. He was the strong one who gave me the strength to continue on. I had well, I don't even know what I had. I had 33 treatments of radiation, and it like gets you so slowly that you're like burned and peeling, and then you're like, oh yeah, that hurts. But let me tell you, friends, it ain't over when it's over. I posted something on Facebook yesterday, and I had posted something similar not too long ago that just says, don't forget to check on your friends that have gone through this. Because when it's over for you physically. You're watching me, and my hair is growing, and it's really hard. Sylvia said to me how pretty my hair looked, and it's so hard for me to say thank you. Because what I really want to say is, I hate this hair. I don't like it. It's not what I picked. It's puppy hair. It won't even curl. Feel it. Seriously. It's like puppy hair. But at the same time, I am so very grateful and thankful. I had a chemo shirt. It was pink, and it had Velcro, and you could pull it down so they could get to your port. And at first, just to look at that shirt, it would make me physically nauseous. I had a physical reaction to my shirt. And one day, I was like, I'm not wearing it. I'm not wearing this shirt today. And he's just sat there watching my crazy, listening to me. And then I said, well, really, I should love this shirt because God gave somebody the power to create these chemicals that are actually, in the long run, saving my life. So I'm going to choose to love this shirt. Dang it. That's right. What can I tell you? What else do I go here? I was not too long ago driving. You know, I still have rough days. Let me put this back here. I don't know what I told you and what I didn't, and I'm not giving anybody a copy of this mess. I was driving to work, and I was mad. I don't even know what I was mad at. Probably nothing. Because sometimes that just happens to all of us, right? All of a sudden, you're irritated, and you don't even know what happened. And sometimes I would tell him, I'm not mad at you, so don't do anything to make me get that way. But I was driving to work, and I said, okay, sure, God, go ahead. I'm literally saying this out loud in my car. So if people are watching me, they're like, she's either on the phone or she's done gone crazy. Go ahead, play the right song. Go ahead, do it. Yeah, sure, do it. One comes on, I'm like, nope, that ain't it. Try again. Another one comes on. Nope, that ain't it either. That's not it either. And then I have a paper here so that you guys, I don't have to like fast forward. Okay, 35. Remember that number here. All right. So I'm driving down the road and I'm like, nope, try. So the third song comes on. I'm almost to work. And this is what comes on. What did I just say? I said 35. You guys didn't remind me. Okay. Here we go.
I thought the odds were two. Till you said in my heart to you, it was everything. Ooh. Don't gotta be somebody when I'm already somebody to you. Got nothing to prove anymore. So there's nothing to lose anymore. You're gonna keep on loving me for more than just the things that I do.
Okay, I'll take that.
Seasons, no doubt. Nobody can count me out, 'cause I'm already somebody to you.
Good message, right? So I have so many of the talks, messages with God, but a lot of mine comes through music. And what I want you guys to know is what I said at the beginning, and that is God loves you. He is always with you. His arm is always outstretched. All you have to do is stretch yours right back out. It's there. So, in conclusion, and I did not write that, I want to play some of a song that just kind of, when I was actually sitting here trying to write things down, and I actually had this ready way back when John decided to disrupt it and go get a kidney stone and have to go in the hospital and all that. I love you. I love all of you. I really do. You're my family. And especially this group. I know that this, I haven't looked over here much during this because they'll make me cry. Grace is back here. I mean, it's no, it's not a coincidence. I'm going to tell a little story real quick about Grace because I love her too. And that is, she used to be known to our family as the pretty lady at Walmart. And so every time we'd go to Walmart, we'd be like, oh, there's that pretty lady at Walmart. Didn't know who she was. And then when I was forced to go down to the racetrack one day so that I could be a scorekeeper instead of going to church, I was like, there's that pretty lady from Walmart. She came with John. So, and her name is Grace. And to my mom for Mother's Day, I thank you for always letting me know how much I'm loved. I have always known that you love me. I love you. Happy Mother's Day. So I really like this next song, and it's called The Gospel Truth by Brandon Heath. If you haven't heard it, it's a good one. Listen for it on the radio, and we're not going to play the whole thing. I just want you to hear.
Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's message from Transformation Church. I hope today's teachings encouraged you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. At Transformation Church, we're a Jesus-centered community for people who aren't in the church. Whoever you are, whatever your past, you are truly welcome here. We're not concerned with your politics, your pronouns, or if you're in recovery. We want you to come as you are with all your hurts, habits, hang-ups, doubts, questions, and reservations. Our focus is simple: to become the one thing Jesus prayed we would become, one. We follow a Jesus-looking God and live Jesus-centered lives, seeking unity through love and grace. We gather every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in House Springs, Missouri, right at the northeastern tip of the beautiful Ozark Mountains. But church isn't just on Sundays. We meet throughout the week in house churches where genuine relationships form and transformation happens in community. We're also hearing from people all over the country who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching. If that's happening in your corner of the world, we'd love to know. To stay connected, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or download our app. Just search for the Church app in your app store. Download it. It's churchapp-tithely, T-I-T-H-E.ly. And then enter Transformation Church, the app will pre-fill. Inside that app, you'll find our messages, devotions, announcements, sermon notes, discussion questions, the Bible itself, prayer requests, everything you need to grow and stay connected. If you'd like to support the ministry financially, visit us on the web at www.transformer4life.org. So transformer4life.org, or you can click the Give tab in our app. Every gift, no matter the size, helps us keep sharing the best news ever and helps us grow the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks again for being a part of this extended church family. I'm so glad we're in this together, shoulder to shoulder, as a Jesus-centered community, helping people rediscover life and experience true transformation.